Hey guys, so we got some news. We will no longer be posting our full-length podcast here on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, wherever you're listening to this right now. Instead, we're going to be posting the first half hour of the episodes here for you guys to listen to. But the full version will be available on either our YouTube channel for free. Yes, you can still watch and listen for free on the YouTube app. Or you can join our brand new Patreon and spend $10 a month to get the full episodes before they're posted on YouTube, free of ads. You can listen to the audio on the Patreon app, or you can actually get a link from the Patreon app and add the link to the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, wherever you're listening, and listen to our stuff through the same app that you're using right now. In terms of why we're making this decision, we are expanding the business a lot right now, and it just doesn't really make any sense for us to keep giving away this content for free to services like Spotify, who are making money off of our content without giving us anything in return. So by either listening to our content on YouTube for free and watching the ads, or paying the 10 bucks a month to listen via Patreon, you're helping us take No Jumper to the next level. Enjoy this episode. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today we got one of my favorite rappers, one crazy ass human being. I'm very excited to get to know a little bit here. RXK Nephew, how you feeling?
Appreciate you, my guy. I'm feeling good, real good. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
This is the coolest podcast in the world ever. I swear to God.
Appreciate that. Thank you very much. And this is also my first masked up podcast. Let's just call that.
Okay. I forgot my mask. Put your motherfucking mask on.
Yeah, COVID, man. What the fuck? How you doing? What's going on?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm motivated, good spirits, here in LA working. I ain't been sleeping in a month.
You ain't slept in a month?
Videos every day. They dropping every day. Yeah. Songs every day.
What kind of drugs you got to do to stay up for a month?
My E-pill, Henny. That's it. I can't fault none of the other shit.
You said E-pills and Henny?
Yeah, just E-pills and Henny, though.
That's dope. People don't really come on here and confess to be popping E-pills too often.
Yeah, I try a lot of shit. I used to do Molly, cocaine. But that shit, all that shit be noticeable. I don't want my family, none of that, to see that. Or it take toll on you, make you lose weight. So I figure, you know what I'm saying, the beans, the E-pill, we call them beans, they better.
Right, but the beans don't make you feel like you look like a fucking nutcase off that shit?
Well, nobody know you do them.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, every time I ever did Molly or E-pill or some shit, everybody, the whole fucking block would know. If a cop took one look at me, they would know. I'm moving around, my jaw's on a swivel. That shit is...
See, that's why I had to stop with the Molly and do the E-pills, because like the E-pill got Molly in it, the MDMA, like so... It's not so much of it. It's mixed with everything.
Yeah. Get a little fent in there.
Yeah. So it kind of balances it out. That's why you be, you know.
For sure.
Molly, you won't sleep forever.
So you're from upstate New York, right?
Yeah, upstate.
Where, Rochester?
Uh-huh. Close to Toronto.
That's kind of crazy, though. I don't know if I ever heard of rappers coming out of there. Am I wrong?
Yeah. You're right.
I mean, they talk about like Griselda. Griselda kind of like broke the door down for upstate New York in a
way. From Buffalo.
Yeah, it's a different lane.
But I thought they was from Rochester. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a different lane though, because they try to follow a New York City trend, but we never been able to break into the New York City thing.
Right.
They never accepted nobody.
But I mean, that's kind of, do you feel like you're totally opting out of that? Like, there's, like, even when you think about Buffalo, you think about it as kind of like an extension of Brooklyn and shit. Like, every time I've ever been in Buffalo, I'm looking at dudes like, damn, they look like New York dudes from like 5-6 years ago.
You know what? They kind of do.
No offense.
Yeah, no. You're right.
Not Griselda. I'm just talking about dudes I've seen standing on the street and shit. Like, it feels like a little bit later, extended borough.
Nah. There definitely is, though. Rochester got that same vibe. Where they just kind of like a little sped up and caught up.
Okay. So you spent your whole life growing up there?
Yeah, whole life.
How was
it? Then, I really grew up in jail.
Oh, really?
So growing up in jail, I grew up around everybody. Well, to prison. I grew up in juvenile, but I went to prison. And that's like, I went there 18, 17. 17, went to county jail, then went to prison 18. So make a long story short, I was around Albany, Buffalo, Syracuse, Utica, from all the way to New York City. So I could be able to, you know what I'm saying? Right. So I'm knowing other walks of life and networking.
Because they take all the New York City prisoners, a lot of them end up.
Put them upstate, right. Yeah. So then we get to network with each other. So then we all trying to link up with each other when we go home.
So you found out about like everything,
everything I could, yeah, everything. When I came home, I just started going there. And then I was linking with people from the jail.
Okay.
Like, you know, people that I had wrote down in my Bible and shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How old are you right now?
Calling them. Oh, man. Say it true. 27. Slytherin is 27.
Okay. That's what's up. What'd you initially go into jail or prison for?
What did I go for?
Yeah, what'd you get caught up doing?
Oh, man, they charged me with robbery and kidnapping, but I copped out to robbery, you know what I'm saying? And I was a youth, but I didn't, I took, you know what I'm saying, I took 4 years.
Okay.
And they gave me 2 years on parole and did all of that. You know what I'm saying? But I was, man, listen, I'm going to tell you I was innocent. I was, but it is what it is, though. I learned from that, though, because that made me what I am. That got me right here. I had time to think. I was lit. I read, did a lot of reading. That's what made my raps better. That's what made me think better.
Who do they think that you kidnapped? What was their theory?
Their theory is I put a gun to somebody's head, a couple, and picked them both in the car, and they supposedly had a baby around.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know, man. Yeah. I'm sitting there like, listen here. And then they pointed me out like in a photo array. You know what I'm saying? But I had this tattoo. I had little braids. And I'm about 6 feet, 190 pounds. You know what I'm saying? It's not hard to miss that.
Right.
So I was. That's what I was trying to beat it on, but it didn't work out.
Damn. Were you not?
They got them. They wanted me to tell on somebody else. But, you know, they told me, like, if you ain't going to say nothing, then we're going to get you indicted. So I thought I was, you know what I'm saying, held it down. Like, I ain't got nothing to say, thinking I'm going to go home. And they came back, and, the victims circled my face out, and it was over. Indictment. Damn. But then I fought it for a year, and then I just decided to cop out.
Okay. Yeah. So growing up in that area and shit, was it always, like, a feeling like there was a very high chance that you ended up in prison and shit? Like, the cops are on motherfuckers out there?
They know what's going on. So it's like the prison system in New York is, like, it's crazy because Rochester population is on, like, 300,000. But the prison is filled with Rochester.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's strong in there. We got a phone. We strong. We stick together. It's like a gang.
Really?
In its own.
Okay. Is it like racial politics in there for the most part? It's not broken down by actual gangs?
Just Spanish, Bloods, Crips, and towns.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. It's not like probably out here.
And so...
MS-13.
Where were you at, like, all through high school and shit, like, in terms of what you saw for yourself in life? Like, you weren't thinking about music or anything at that point, I'm assuming?
I never thought about, like, I always loved music. I always thought, like, everybody wanted to make music, try to rap, but nah. And high school, I never made it past the seventh grade. I went to juvenile, and that's it. That's history.
Wow.
Yeah.
What were your parents like, and what'd they think of all this?
My grandma, I was raised by my grandmother, so.
Okay.
Yeah, but she motivated me, though. She always told me, like, I had it determined, that she ain't never judged me for the shit I did, like getting arrested and none of that crazy shit. But she had her own kids to raise, so I was just her grandchild, so I never put too much pressure on her.
Interesting. So yeah. So you get into jail and prison and stuff. How did you feel like you fit in? You kind of, like, appreciate being in that element once you got in there?
Nah, at the time when I got in there, I just thought, like, fuck it. Like, I wasn't the type to kill myself or suicidal or none of that. And I had my baby right before I went in there.
Oh, wow.
No, my girl said she was pregnant, you know what I'm saying? But it ended up, you know what I'm saying, it's my daughter. But I just found that out, so it was a lot of weight on my shoulders. So I just thought, like, just, you know, I want to have a, I know I had got to do time, but I wanted it to be easy. So, you know, I just turned out to have fun. So my hobby was, like, just getting into shit and smoking weed.
Right.
Fucking with the gangbangers.
You didn't have any chance of getting more time tacked on there?
Yeah, I did. But sometimes I just don't give a fuck. Right. Sometimes, though. But I know what I'm doing, though. I'm not going to, like, assault police or stab somebody. I'm just going to be an asshole and troll and just...
How bad were the guards and shit up there?
Bad as shit.
Yeah?
They're killing folks. We don't fuck with the guys. I'd rather fuck with the inmates.
Goddamn.
Yeah, my friend got killed by getting pushed down the stairs and beat to death, and they just blaming it on anything. Like, they blame it on K2. That's a lot.
Oh, wow.
In New York City, they just blame it on K2, and they say it's a heart attack or it's they got over. Word, that's crazy.
But is there a lot of K2 going around?
Yeah, it's a lot of K2. I think people do. They do have a heart attack on K2 because they smoke it, and then their heart start racing. They get paranoid. They might think something going on, and then it forces them into a heart attack or a stroke or whatever. But when they drug test, you don't come up as... It's drug. It's not, like, labeled as a controlled substance or a narcotic, so they're not giving you, like, new charges or...
Right. But that's, like, the number one easiest drug to get while you're locked up in there?
No, that's just the way to not get a dirty urine. Dirty urine.
Oh, okay. Damn. That's crazy.
Yeah, so everybody's smoking, the parolees, the people in jail, and they get this piss clean.
Did you hear about that correctional officer that got fucked by a whole bunch of the inmates in front of a bunch of the other inmates recently.
Female? It was a female? Yeah.
Did you see it? She looked good, man. Too, bro.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. No,
I've been DMing her. For real. She said she's down to do an interview when she gets out.
What? And she can write you from in there?
Yeah, I don't know if people... She's DMing me back somehow. I don't know if it's somebody using her phone or what.
Nah, that's probably her, though, because they be having phones in there, but that's crazy, though.
Did you have one, like, the whole time or just a little bit here?
Did I have a phone?
Yeah.
In jail?
Yeah.
Hell nah.
It's too expensive?
Nah, New York State, you ain't getting stuff like that. You're only getting small things that you can tuck.
Mm.
Like, I'm saying, like, I was in the medium prison. And the maximum, probably, if you got money.
Mm.
Interesting. You just throw the offer out there.
Right.
Just be like, yeah, I got $20,000 for a little track phone from Family Dollar.
Mm.
And they come through with it.
Yeah, definitely. So, you get in there? Do you start rapping while you're in there?
And hell no.
You're writing shit or nothing?
I ain't gonna lie, I just started, like, trapping.
Okay.
It was a lot of drugs in there. I wanted to make some money. And I was hungry. I wanted to eat. And I love hustling. That's all I rap about. So that's all I did.
Was you were having people bring it in for you? Or?
Yes, I did. And shout out to the people that did it because I loved them.
Respect to them if you want to talk.
Yeah, respect to them. I ain't going to talk too much. They know who they are. And right. I talk to them and I appreciate them. I tell them I love them to death because they ain't have to do that.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But I made sure they was good. They made sure I was good. But I only did that so I didn't have to put pressure on them or my family.
But you managed to not get caught?
Because, like, 1 gram of weed is like probably $850. 1 gram.
Oof.
So it's like, come on, man. I'm eating good, getting fat, getting big. I ain't got to work out. I'm chilling. I ain't gonna get in no fight. Because everybody getting high. I'm the one that got the drugs. Ain't nobody gonna punch, like, you know, do nothing to nobody that has the drugs.
Right. Where are you keeping them on you?
Listen here, man. After a while, I had to, like, just pay people to keep it on them.
Mm.
But you know. Huh?
I'm thinking.
Yeah, you thinking, but listen, man. Listen, you got to do what you got to do to eat, man. Listen, you got to do what you got to make it disappear.
For sure. Were you listening to any weird hip-hop before you went in, or what was your music taste like?
When I was in jail?
Yeah, because I feel like...
Max B, Gucci Man. Okay. That's it.
Really?
Juicy J.
Okay.
I bought a little Dirk tape one time. I was so disappointed. I was hurt. I wanted my money back. I was arguing with commissary, all that.
Really?
I swear to God.
You're trying to talk.
It was like Sign to the Streets, too. I was like, what the fuck? But I got Juicy J, that Rubber Band Business Part 2. That's something I could listen to forever. And I got some Gucci. I got Gucci and Future, Free Bands. I could listen to that forever. Any, like, Max B, Public Domain, I could listen to that forever.
That was about 2011, I guess, when that Future and Gucci tape came out, right? Maybe 2012, something like that.
Was Scooter.
When Future was brand new to us, and it's like, who the fuck is this dude that Gucci's doing a tape with?
Yeah, he was black, and that's why I fuck with Gucci, man. I don't know what he was doing, like how much he was getting paid, but it seemed like he was just showing love and just doing it because he loved to do it.
Mm.
Like me, I'm not really too worried about the money. Like, I don't pay, like, a lot of artists be paying their way, trying to pay their way, get the money, and stretch themselves out. I just keep working.
Definitely.
Just keep making more music.
All right, so what do you come home to when you get released? Like, what's your life turn into?
Shelter.
That's what you did, okay.
Mm-hmm. Everybody acting like I can't parole to their crib.
Really?
So, yeah, I went to the homeless shelter and then made it out of there.
How long were you in there?
Oh, man, I was there for a few days. I told my parole officer I had beef with a nigga and I was going to kill him.
Oh, wow.
And he was trying to kill me. She told me, I never seen nobody die there. I'm like, this is going to be the first time. You want to see it? You know what I'm saying? And I put the pressure on it. Like, I ain't trying to be here, man.
Was this real or you were just trying to convince them this?
I was just trying to convince them.
Yeah, right.
Real. Hell no. I would have killed them when I got there.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't about to call her and tell her.
So when you leave there, where do you go?
Hmm?
Where do you leave? Or
I
go
went to my
baby
mom house.
Okay.
The one, yeah.
And she was still fucking with you?
Yeah,
at this
she was still fucking with me. She left me while I was in jail, but we started a relationship where she got my back. We was just friends.
Okay.
So she know I got potential. She know, like, you know, I love her genuinely. She loved me genuinely, but, you know, we just wasn't, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I can go to her crib, you know what I'm saying? We got parole to talk me into staying there for a little bit. I only had a few months left.
Uh-huh.
Got off of that. Went full-fledged into trying to get some money in the streets. Full-fledged, hard. I didn't care about going back to jail.
Right.
I said, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life.
Because what other options do you have? You going to work at the corner store? Probably not.
Yeah, it's over. I had no GED, bro. Yeah. Left out the seventh grade, and I ain't had no GED. I ain't do shit.
So you get out, and have one option.
I have my license, though.
Right. But you only got one option, and it's very, very important that you not get caught.
Yeah.
Like, so that's no other plan. Yeah.
So it's like... You know, like, man, do what I do best, but just do it better this time.
Mm.
So I did it, but I came back full-fledged.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like, and then I started linking up people I was in jail with, more criminals and shit. Uh-huh. Everybody criminals doing the same shit, trying to get to a bag. But then I did always, like, I always love music. When I get bored of shit, it's nothing to do. It's like you get the money, you get the chain, or you get the clothes, or you fuck the bitches, what else to do?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But music, I really love it because you see, I say everything. I talk about everything through it. So I would do that, but people started liking it.
Yeah.
And then I found out I could make money through it. So then it was over.
Yeah. So, like, your style, I mean, you have like a very specific cadence that you seem to go with quite often. But then also, you have like a specific style where you just sort of like say everything
like
that
I
you
hate
think.
Your style.
Like everything that you think about whoever, like mm-hmm. no holds bars. It seems like that's like a big part of it is like, I'm not going to hold back on talking about anybody, even if they're scary ass gangsters, whatever. Yeah. I'm still going to say it. And it feels like you even say shit that you don't really believe just because you think it's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a fact though.
Yeah.
Because that's how I be around everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Then I was in jail. I had to make my time go by. Not to get back on that judge. I hate talking about it, but. But when I had to use my imagination, I was always inside of the confinement. I had to use my imagination. So my imagination, yeah.
Right.
So it's like, I've been around gangsters. I've been around funny people. I've been around rapists, all the type of people. So it's like, man, I'm getting lost what I was saying. But
a lot of people I see in the comments and I heard you mention, it's like, feels like a Lil B was an influence of sorts on your style. True or false?
Yeah, as I deep dig into Lil B shit, yeah. Yeah. But it was crazy because the only songs I remember a Lil B was like Martian and Vans and shit like that, but I fuck with Lil B. But when I really started fucking with Lil B is when he started having problems in the industry and people started targeting him for what he did and putting their hands on him. And I'm just like him, but I don't feel like they're never gonna do it to me because it's just not gonna happen like that.
But when you're saying all this crazy ass shit in your songs, does it ever creep into your mind like, damn, what if I ever see this dude and he wants to kill me?
Yeah, I be seeing people though, like, you know what I'm saying? They love me in Chicago, they love me everywhere. I be actually traveling. I always travel. Since I came home, I get in my car, I hit the interstate and just go, wherever city you in. I look on Instagram, oh, you rap? You an underground rapper just like me? What's up? You in Cincinnati? I'm going to come. I drive there. We get in the studio, take pictures. I go to the next city. Do it. You know what I'm saying? But I still do it today.
When I first heard you, I sent it to Lil Yachty right away. I forget what you said in the song, but like
he
you said.
Crack. Yeah, I said you.
I sent it right to Lil Yachty, and he just was laughing his ass off. Like he was totally fucking with it.
And that's what everybody responds be. You know what I'm saying? They don't really like. I get more love than I do backlash. I don't pull up and they be like, yo, why you said that? Or you a clout chaser? Or you corny? They just be like, yo, that shit funny and this some real shit. And then most of the shit you saying is off of the internet. You know, it's on the internet.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I see this shit on the internet when my little cousin or people tell me about it and I just like, what the fuck?
Right.
These people, yeah.
Yeah, man, because actually I found out about your shit in a very organic way because I was just sitting here.
I be telling people that you have been telling it for a long time before a lot of people.
But I was just kicking it with Chuck English from the Cool Kids, who himself is like a fucking total legend and has had some big ass songs. He's a cool ass dude. And he just showed me it, had like 5,000 views or some shit. And I'm like, you know this dude? Like, why are you showing me this? He's like, nah, I just fucking heard this and I thought it was funny as fuck. And that's totally how I got turned on to it, yeah.
It's crazy because I don't even know who that is. I don't know who none of these people is, bro.
You should check him out. He's a legend. Yeah,
I appreciate him, though. I appreciate everybody, man.
Yeah. Are you surprised at all that like people are gravitating towards your shit?
Hell yeah. I'm surprised because I didn't think nobody would feel like that. I thought that, yo, man, nobody fuck with my music. I'm going to say how I feel, and I don't care if they fuck with it because I'm going to listen to it. And then they just started just coming to it when I did that. So when I do an experiment, I do how I want to do it, and then I do it how I think they want to do it. And they just will do it like it how I want to do it. And that's the crazy shit, bro.
Definitely.
Yeah. Me being myself, just saying what's on my mind.
Where'd you get your name from?
Nephew from crackheads.
Okay, they just been
all the crackheads just call everybody nephew. Okay. They don't know nobody's name. They so high, they just be like nephew, niece, or cousin. But when you young and, you know, they just say nephew.
In L.A., nephew, like gangbangers just call younger.
Oh yeah, that's some
nephew.
Crip shit, right? Yeah, that's some Crip. Yeah, that's some West Coast, and then the East Coast over there. Yeah.
Right.
His auntie and nephew was for like trappers.
But so what's RSK?
RSK, that's like the real drug rich.
Okay.
So that's like a black, like I feel like a black supremacist, bro.
Tell me more.
Huh?
Tell me more.
I don't know, bro. It's like. I don't know, bro. I don't even know what that mean yet.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. What does white supremacist mean?
I mean, white supremacist is, generally speaking, you know, a white person that is concerned with consolidating power for his race. And I guess a black supremacist, same thing, except they're up against a little more. Because people say white supremacy to describe society as a whole, like, you know, the fact that a cop is more likely to pull over a black person, or the fact that it might be harder for you to get a job if you're black. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the state of white supremacy. My older school mentality of white supremacist is like, oh, that's a Nazi or a white power guy or whatever. Now people kind of use the term to describe how society is structured as a whole.
Okay, okay, okay. But I wouldn't want people to look at black supremacists as the opposite of a Nazi, because we have the, like,
you don't hate white people?
No, hell no. I love white people. I grew up white people and all kind of races. But it's like all my white friends, all white people I grew up with, we all, like, everybody got like some kind of comedy racism or funny. Like, we always joke with each other. And I know they're not racist. They love me. They look out for me. They, you know what I'm saying? They genuine, just like my shit, my black friends, my nigga friends.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like embracing the music is kind of crazy, though.
So,
it
so
is. When I listen back to it, I'd be like, damn, that was kind of crazy, but people love it. They're like, what the fuck?
Why? Because you'll say, like, shit about white people, just stuff that might sound kind of hateful?
Yeah. but it's like my friends love it, and the white people I be around love it. And it's like, they understand. It's not that they love it, they understand.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Especially somebody that grew up with blacks and they had that. Like, you got whites whose family is racist, but they not.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they understand.
Yeah, because, like, my whole life growing up around people and shit, it always felt like I was kicking it with mad Hispanic people, mad black people, white people, and we'd be making fun of each other for the differences of our cultures and everything like that. But now it's like I get older, I'm around mad industry-ass people, and it kind of feels like, oh, is that being lost? Like, people don't really fuck around. But then when you're around, like, normal-ass people like you, then I'm, like, reminded of, like, oh, yeah, that is normal for people to just be fucking with each other. Yeah, that is normal. That's how it is,
bro. Yes. Like, I used to argue with the CEO, like, your hairline gone. You got a bare belly. You can't. You ain't got a six-pack. Right. He's like, you don't know your father. And I'm like, I don't want to know him. And I'm like, yo, you know what I'm saying? But it's still like, you know, other people look like, yo, he's racist. And I'm like, nah, like, bro, what the fuck, bro? He gonna bring me some extra food right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, we actually, like,
I think it's like a good way for people to relate to each other and get along. Like, I wouldn't know everything that I know about black people if it wasn't for hearing black people talk shit to each other. Basically, like, when I was living in New York, I would realize so much shit about how black people talk to each other from just hearing them crack jokes on each other. Like, I never knew that black people would, like, make fun of each other for being darker than the other one. And then I moved to New York and I start hearing that all the time, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, like African booty scratching and shit like that.
Be totally inappropriate for me to talk about it at all, but, like, to hear them, and then you start learning, like, oh, this is the kind of shit that they joke around about between them, each other, you know?
But then people being like, people have white friends and then talk about that within each other. Yeah. And then make them feel comfortable to do it.
You're used to being made fun of as a white person.
I never feel disrespected. I never feel. Everybody, you say you used to be?
You're used to being made fun of as a white person, because if you kick it with black people or Hispanic people at all, they're going to be cutting ass on you
not
for
like
all this
certain
white
people,
shit, you know?
Nah, because, like, listen,
a lot of white,
like,
people don't go around other races like that, you know?
You the kind of white person that I look at like a biker or something. Like, somebody would have, like, if I didn't know you and know what you did ever, and I just seen you walking up the street, I would think you was a biker, probably did UFC, probably drink like me.
I get that.
And probably smoke weed. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So
that's
why
just stereotyping.
I wonder
that's
what's going on with the normal white people. Like, I see white people and I wonder, like, damn, that's crazy.
Like the white color or the, like, what do you mean?
Like, I mean, I'd be in, like, Starbucks just looking at people, just wondering, like, damn. Like,
no, they looking at you.
They probably never heard
you.
RSK Nephew. They don't know what the fuck I'm listening to, you know? They're, you know, I wonder about them.
I'd be surprised now when I do see them listen to, I'd be like, damn. I'd be like, man, this shit crazy, man. How they think like me? Like, what makes them, they come from a different background, different family. They had their mom and dad. How are they relating to this? I'll just be, you know.
Definitely. How would you describe your style and how you sort of arrived at your style? And especially sometimes when you'd be doing these, like, 16-minute songs that are, like, the same exact flow the whole time, and it's just, you just hit me over the head with the craziest shit I ever heard in my life. How did you, like, arrive at that style?
It's just this. Like, how we can keep talking. How we can just continue, like, to, like, talk to my bunkie, talk to my shorty, or talk to God, talk to anybody. Like my song American Terrorist, I was just basically just, I was talking to everybody. Like me closing my eyes while I'm rapping, I'm talking to my grandma, I'm talking to the pastor, I'm talking to the CEO, I'm talking to the judge, the lawyer, and the jury, I'm talking to everybody. You know what I'm saying? And it's not a diss, I'm just talking. I'm asking questions, speaking how I feel.
Right. So you're not really like thinking about how the audience is necessarily going to feel. You're just,
yeah, I'm not thinking. Then I just go right to uploading because really I be booted. Like I be off of different drugs. That, like, you know, I calm down now more, you know what I'm saying? But then I just, as soon as I get done recording, I go straight to my phone and upload it. Bow.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then I start seeing comments and then I start seeing shit and then I just leave it.
Are you worried at all about getting more and more into the industry or whatever? Because that's the whole thing that happens as you get into the industry is that if you ever sign with a label, they're going to make it so like,
oh yeah, I know.
You can't just drop shit all the time. That's the number one thing artists complain about once they get on a label.
Well, man, I'm just, I hope, I think I'm going to be the first one to just change shit, bro. Mm. I'm like, I ain't got no choice but to change it because I'm not thirsty for nothing. I don't need no money. I don't need shit. Like, I'm got everything I need.
Right.
So it's like, I don't need no more. I'm just fresh as shit.
So there's another rapper you rap with, RX Poppy.
Yeah, that's my guy. Oh.
So is RXK, is that RX Poppy Killer?
No. Poppy, okay. My brother.
I thought at first, I'm like, did they have beef at some point? Is that where the RXK? Yeah. It's very out of ordinary to have somebody who's RX and then somebody who's RXK and they're cool with each other. We usually assume the K is for killer.
Yeah. Nah, facts though. Everybody be asking that, but it kind of, like, people could say that. Yeah, you could say that, but everybody know Poppy is my brother.
Okay.
But anybody other than Poppy, they could take that as a killer.
Okay.
Like, they can take it. I would, like, they could take it however they feel.
Okay.
So it's like, but Poppy's my brother. You know, brothers argue all the time.
How'd you guys become cool? Was he rapping before you?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. He was rapping when I was in prison, probably.
Okay.
When I came home, and then we really, like, but we was from, like, down the street. Our hoods was down the street from each other.
Okay. Okay, guys, so hopefully you enjoyed that. If you did and you want to keep listening, head on over to our Patreon and support us. Give us that $10 a month, and you can listen to the whole thing on this very app or through the Patreon app or... You can head on over to youtube.com/nojumper and listen to the whole thing for free with ads or without ads if you sign up for YouTube Plus. And yeah, appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you once again for all the support.